In a moment, we're going to have a story from the Bible, from the book called Exodus. And I thought it would be helpful if I gave you a little recap of what's happened in the stories so far. So, nearly 4,000 years ago, a man named Joseph, with God's help, rescued the people of Egypt from starvation. The Egyptians were so grateful that they invited him to come and live with them in Egypt, him and his whole family, including his old father, whose name was Israel. There were 70 of them who came from Israel's family, Joseph's brothers, their wives, and their children. 400 years later, there were over 2 million of them. So that's a lot of babies they've been having. And the new Pharaoh had forgotten all about how Joseph had rescued his people. And he decides to turn the Israelites into his slaves. And worse than that, he decides to kill all their baby boys. So we're going to see a short video now as the Israelites cry out for help from God in their suffering. Escaping Egypt and living in the wilderness, where one day he stumbles on a very strange sight. Now the people sang, didn't they? Elohim, God on high, can you hear your people cry? Help us now in this dark hour. Well, Moses is about to receive a personal answer to that prayer. And the passage is printed on the service sheet, so try and follow along with you. And over to George to read.
The reading is taken from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near, take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And this is the interactive bit, so I'm going to try and walk up and down a bit, because I'm conscious of these pillars which get in the way between children and me, or anyone else who wants to answer. So I wonder, can anybody tell me, this is probably a slightly harder question, can anyone tell me what a slave is? Go on then, Anna. Somebody who works for somebody else without being paid. That's quite a good definition, yeah?
A prisoner who, an Egyptian prisoner who's working and building stuff.
So a prisoner, yeah, who's forced to work and build stuff, which leads me on to my next question. What do slaves have to do? What kind of things do slaves have to do? There's lots of answers to this. Who wants to help me with that? Is Edie too shy, Laura, or would Edie like to say something? No, fair enough. Go on then, Anna. Build things. Do they have any choice? No. They have no choice as to what they're going to do. So how do you think it would feel to be a slave? How do you think it would feel to be a slave? Laura, you're going to help me with this one. How would it feel to be a slave, do you think? Tiring. Good answer. Yeah. Any other answers on that? How would it feel? Hungry. Wouldn't get fed enough necessarily. Yep. Yeah. The family would get the food first, wouldn't they? Katie?
Boring.
Yeah. Always working all the time. Now, it was worse than that for the Israelites, because did you notice in the cartoon what some of the soldiers were doing when they went into the Israelites' houses? Did anyone notice what was going on? Yes? Killing all the baby boys. You're absolutely right. How do you think if you were a mum or a dad or a brother or a sister, how would you have felt about that? Yeah? Absolutely. Very good answer. Devastated. Sad. Very sad. Absolutely. Now, if you look down at the service sheet, those of you who can read a little bit, and you'll notice that a bit of the passage was highlighted in bold. So have a little look at that, and look at the bit that begins with a number 7. So the first sentence there. And you'll see in that sentence that God says he's doing 3 things. 3 verbs is the posh words. 3 doing words. 3 things that God says that he's doing. Let's see if we can get one from somebody. There's 3 things to spot. So have a look. What are the 3 things that God says he's going to do? Yes? So that's in the little verse 8. So hold that one, because I will ask that one in a bit. But just look in the little verse 7, the one that begins 7, the 3 things that he says he's going to do in that verse. But it's a good answer, so hold on to it. Go on, Ben.
Seas.
That's the first one. Yes, Thomas? Or is it Benjamin? Sorry, I always get you confused.
Surely?
It's a doing word. Surely what? Surely what? What? Heard, that's right. Heard is the second one. He's seen, he's heard. What was the third thing that was in that verse? The third doing word. Third thing he says, yes? Knows. He has seen, he has heard, he knows. What has he seen? What does it say he has seen in that verse, in that little number 7? Yes, Anna? He has seen their affliction. What has he heard? What has he heard? Yes. Their cry for help that we saw in the video. What does he know? What does he say he knows? Oops. What does he say he knows? You going to help me, James? What does he know? Their suffering. He knows their suffering. Now, if you've been an Israelite, and God had said that to you, that he sees, he hears, he knows, how do you think that would have made you feel? How would that have made you feel? That God sees, God hears, God knows. How would that have made you feel? Go on, Anna. Feel that he might help me? Any other thoughts? How would it have made you feel? So imagine you're in trouble, and you've hurt someone, you've been hurt by someone, something's hurt you. How does it make you feel when a parent comes and talks to you about it? They hear, and you tell them about it, so they know, and they understand because they see. How does that make you feel when someone, a friend or a parent, knows about how you're struggling?
Yeah.
Happy, yeah. It's comforting, isn't it? To know that somebody's seen, somebody's heard, somebody knows. Isn't it such a help when they do? And I can see a few adults are probably nodding at that one too. The people of Israel are crying out, God on high, can you hear your people cry? And here is God's answer. I see. I hear. I know, but there is more, as you told us. So what is the doing word in verse 8 that he says he's going to do? He's going to come down and deliver. That's right. He's going to come down and deliver. What does deliver mean? Does that mean that God's going to set himself up as the next Amazon? Is he going to be a delivery company? What does it mean when he says, I'm going to deliver? Yes? It means he's going to rescue them. Absolutely right. He's going to rescue them. How do you think that would make them feel when they heard that?
Happy.
Happy. Absolutely. God sees, God hears, God knows, and God has come down to rescue. And in a moment, we're going to see that what God said to Moses over 3,000 years ago, he's also saying to us today. Right, can anyone remember the four doing words that God uses? The four things that God says to Moses he's going to do and he's doing. The four words. Go on, one of them. Say again. See. Yeah? See. He's seen. Yes? Heard. Two more. Something in the head. Go on then. No. And the last one. He's going to come down and deliver. That's right. Now, I said that what God said to Moses, he says to us today. And you might think that's a bit weird because, after all, we're not slaves, are we? We don't need rescuing. Well, actually, the Bible says we are. We do need rescuing. And the reason we don't realize it is because everybody else is a slave too. So it's a bit difficult to realize you're a slave if everybody else looks the same. We don't know what freedom looks like. Let me help you with that. So, marketing will do its job. I'm sure I don't need to explain what these are. I'll put them there. Very close to Imogen there. We'll see how that goes. Now, if I sent everybody out of the building and just left you, Imogen, what would you do? She's not quite sure what... Have a think about it. What would you do, Anna, if I did that? I think we know what Ben would do. Go on, Benjamin.
I've got two answers. You might just eat them all, or you might share them.
Okay. And why might you eat them all?
Because you are really starving.
Because you're starving? And why might you share them?
So, because everyone's starving, different things might be more.
And why would you be willing to share them? And why do you want to be kind?
Because.
Do you want people to be your friends? Yeah? So you want to be kind to make them your friends? Yeah? Any other answers? What would you do, Peter? You're not sure. The judge withholds his judgment. Simon, what would you do? You'd eat them. Why? Because you like them, because you want to. It doesn't actually matter what your answer is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Rescued. Don't worry. There might be something at the end. Just hang on. Just hang on, Ben. It doesn't actually matter what your answer is, because if I keep asking you why, ultimately the answer comes down to because I want to, because I want to have the chocolate, or because I want to make people my friends, or because I don't want to be punished, or whatever the answer is. It comes down to because we want to. So, did you notice that in the end, all that we ever do is what we want to do? That's our slavery. We can only ever do what we want. Even when we're doing the right thing, like sharing, we do it because we want to. And the Bible says that this whole world is like that. Everyone in the world does what they want to do. None of us naturally does what God wants us to do, simply because God wants it. Now, God made us, and we ought to live in His world for Him and not for ourselves. And yet, we all do please ourselves all the time. And if it fits in with what we want to do what God wants, then we'll do it. But we don't do it to please God. We do it to please ourselves. The problem is, of course, that if we all keep doing what we want to do, that very often causes problems for other people. And it isn't how God made us to be. Sometimes we hurt each other. Sometimes we lie to each other, we steal from each other, we don't respect each other, and you only have to look at the TV screens at the moment to see just how far this can go. God says He will not let us go on hurting each other like that forever. Ignoring Him and His world, behaving like He doesn't exist, ignoring His commands to love one another as we love ourselves, and to love Him first. So that's a real problem for us. We are slaves to selfishness and headed for life away from God, which is no life at all. But God sees. God hears. God knows. And God has come down to rescue us. This is what Jesus said about Himself in a very famous verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. God on high, can you hear your people cry? Yes, is His answer. He has heard, and He has come down in Jesus to rescue us. So if we cry out like those Israelites and say, help us now in this dark hour, deliver us, He will answer that prayer. Now please grab me afterwards if you want to understand more about what it means to be rescued from slavery. We'll grab Ash or someone who brought you. We'd be glad to help you take that next step. We've got some booklets at the back you can take with you. And there'll also be a few packets of chocolate at the back too that you might like to take with you, but they are for after lunch. But we're going to sing in a minute, but first we're going to pray. So let's pray together. Our Father, we thank You that You have seen, You have heard, You know, and You have come down. We pray that everyone here this morning would see the slavery we are in and call out to You to deliver us. In the name of Jesus, amen.